Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm glad you're here this hour. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you got to make sure you go to travelers411.com, click on podcasts. Every show is podcast for 52 weeks from the time it broadcasts. And you can download it and take us with you, which is a really added bonus because, you know, often I find, even when I'm flying with an airline that boasts about its wonderful entertainment system, there are only a couple of airlines I can tell you about that I really appreciate their entertainment system. Especially when, like Virgin Atlantic, you land and the entertainment system is still on. And while you are taxiing down the runway of the arrival terminal you're going to, you can catch the end of whatever it is you're watching. I have missed the last 5-10 minutes of more films because the airline I'm flying with has decided to turn off the entertainment system that they boast about an hour before you get to where you're going. I find that really irritating. So why don't you download our podcast of both Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411? And take us with you. And wherever you're going, we can keep you company. Simultaneously, when the podcasts go up online at travelers411.com, you will find that the archived audio of our guests, which is the same thing, only you can't download it. But 52 weeks out, 53 weeks out, when the podcast disappears, the archived audio will be there forever. And so you can go back to July of 2002 when we went on the air with one show, 1 hour, and we have been 2 shows, 3 hours each for some time now. But you can go back and, you know, just put in the destination you're interested in or the brand or the name of the person we interviewed or some event or whatever. And if we've ever talked about it, you will get the real information because you know who we talk to? We talk to the real travel experts. There are a lot of people out there running around slapped on their back a label that says travel expert, and I'm here to tell you no, not so much. For the most part, a lot in media, oh my goodness, who have an interest in travel and are graduates of schools of broadcasting, communications, English majors, journalists, whatever, and they've kind of put together a very nice career. Except they really don't understand the travel industry because they've never worked in it. So, you know, they've visited a lot of places, but if somebody who visited a lot of places could be considered a travel expert, then every road warrior who travels on behalf of his or her company would be a travel expert. And that's not the case. And that's why we bring to you the opportunity to hear everything about a hotel, a resort, a destination, any supplier in the travel industry, the people who are the tourism leaders, and have them tell you the information because you're not hearing one man's opinion of someplace he stayed for a night or she, but the real people who deliver the products and services in the travel industry to the traveler. And I am delighted that this hour we have one of those consummate travel experts with us, general manager of the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City, David Cohen, with us, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Andras Nelsons. Conducting the BSO, performing Sierra, Tchaikovsky, and Rachmaninoff. Featuring violinist Jill Shaham. Saturday, October 7th at 8 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Delightfully on the line with me is David Cohen. This is not the first time he has been on the air with me. So if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, two of the parts of our family of award-winning websites, and you put in Plaza Athenae or David Cohen, you're going to find links to when he has been on in the past, and you can kind of get a catch-up and background if you'd like to hear more and learn more. And it's just a thrill to have you on the line with us because from my experience, and I'll bet from yours too, David, the quarter of the year that we are about to approach, starting today, October 1st, is the busiest quarter of the year in New York City. Don't you find that?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me back. And it's a great time of year to be in New York City. The fall, which is my personal favorite, just has so many activities and so many things going on, and they just keep building. You know, we've now gotten past the U.S. Open and Fashion Week and the United Nations General Assembly, and now New York really comes alive. You know, October is really the beginning, right through until New Year's Day, and there are so many things that we're so connected to, and our neighborhood is so connected to. You know, being just an avenue away from the park, and
Central
having
Park.
Central Park right there, in walking distance, and going into Central Park Zoo or over to the Woolman ice skating rink in the fall time is just it's not just beautiful to be there, but it feels like New York City in the fall. Every smell, every sight, every sound just brings you that much more into the holiday spirit and the holiday season that the fall builds towards. And for us, we look forward to our annual Thanksgiving brunch at the hotel and our Christmas Day brunch that we have at the hotel. And the most exciting thing that we see, at least in the Upper East Side area, is what happens on Madison Avenue with some of our local partners, with Chanel and Barney's and Tiffany's and, of course, Jimmy Choo's for the people that love their shoes. All connect to us in variety of ways inside and outside the hotel. But for our guests to be able just to walk down Madison Avenue and have all these things at their fingertips and their eyesight is wonderful. And then you build as the fall goes further into the tree lighting period at Rockefeller Center, and then you get all the holiday parties and activities and, the things right now that you see that are starting to build are all of the TV and movie location shoots going on in this area.
Oh, stop right there for a second, because as soon as you said the Woolman Rink, my head went straight to two things. One, the film Serendipity with John Cusack and I forget who. Was that Emma Stone? No,
I believe it was it?
I don't know. Somebody check for me. Somebody in the control room, would you check who was the female lead on Serendipity 3? There are scenes at the Woolman Rink. And, of course, they had all this interaction going in and out of Serendipity 3. And, by the way, you can get my novel, Rumors, in the little gift shop that's at Serendipity 3 on 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City. How far is Serendipity 3 from the Plaza Athenae, David?
About 3.5, maybe 4-minute walk.
Oh, this is good.
it's very close where, the history and the ice cream of ages comes to life at that facility. It's just a great connection, and it's nice to be in our neighborhood.
Oh, it's magical. And I have to tell you, I said to somebody years and years ago, the best thing about what I do, having fallen into radio, I'm now in my 16th year doing this. Can you believe it? We've done over 3,500 hours of broadcasting. But when I fell into this industry and I had Stephen Bruce, the third of the remaining three partners who opened Serendipity 3 in 1954, when I got to know him and have, therefore, in my cell phone, his cell phone, his home phone, I mean, I can track him down any time of the day or night. But when I'm coming over, all I have to do is make one phone call and there'll be a table for me when I arrive, because that place is a gold mine. And no matter when you go, you think it's like off peak hour for an ice cream sweet shop and place to have, you know, delightful everything from a foot long hot dog to a, and it's really a foot long, to a meal, and all the yummy things that they make there in that darling atmosphere. But no matter when you go, plan to wait. And so, I mean, it's great that I never have to anymore, because they love me there.
Well, it's lovely to see the people piled outside waiting to come in, but it's, as we look at it, it's all day dining for ice cream.
Well, but the other piece of it is you can go there, put your name on the list, and they'll tell you it's going to be 2 hours. And say, take a walk over, you know, to Third Avenue, go to Bloomingdale's, you know, do some shop, go to a movie, and come back.
Well, we encourage people when they wait those 2 hours to come over and have a nice hot toddy here at the hotel.
Oh, that's smart.
In Bar Sen, and they have a great time doing that.
Oh.
And then they go back, or we make the arrangements in our own, you know, way, using our world-class concierge department to get them online. And then they can rest until we get them there.
I love it. Well, hang in with me, because we've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back talking with David Cohen, general manager of the Plaza Athenae. Now we think of it as in walking proximity to Serendipity 3. That's another feature and benefit, people. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Breathless to speak, love smiles are greeting, then the dream that has seen you.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only pub Bunnelobby. What's a pub Bunnelobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "O Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pub Bunnelobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal through October 29th. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season and take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you're just joining us, I have David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae in New York City. A short walk from Serendipity 3 between 2nd and 3rd Avenues and 60th Street. Very close to Central Park and all that goes on there. And when he mentioned the Wollman Rink, it made me think of the film Serendipity, where you will see Serendipity 3 in the film. And I mentioned that John Cusack was the lead in that film and couldn't remember who played the female lead, and it's Kate Beckinsale. But we had this little chat during the commercial break with David, and he's just told me somebody that I would love to just give a great big hug to and thank for his amazing talent and genius is outside his hotel right now directing a film. And who is that, David?
That would be the infamous and talented Woody Allen. We are very lucky is that right now we're in peak shooting season for movies and TVs all over the city. Our neighborhood is very much prone to that, so at least once a week there's something being shot in our neighborhood, so it makes for, you know, our guests to have an experience that they probably would never have anywhere else by just walking out the doors of our hotel and getting to see, you know, TV and film being made right there. And
yeah, but not all of them have Woody Allen involved. I mean, this is
that's
hot.
True.
This
you know, Woody. I mean, as I look out my window, you know, the crews are setting up, and later on, from what I've been told, they'll be dropping about 80,000 gallons of water on our hotel to create a scene in the rain. Outside of that, I won't disclose too much more.
Do we know the name of the film? Is there a working title?
No, it has not been officially named. It's still under what they call code, and they don't you know, make that public until usually sometimes it's even just a few months beforehand where the film will actually get its final name.
You know,
so we know that. We know by code because the permits and the signage is up and the trucks are there and the director's chair is getting prepped, and from what I can expect is 80,000 gallons of water will fall on our hotel and will create a rain scene, and it may be beautiful out, but they're going to make it look what they want it to look like, and that's exciting.
You have a sister hotel that I'm going to guess predates the New York City hotel, but you'll correct me if I'm wrong, the Plaza Athenae in Paris. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely, yes, and it is a sister hotel. different ownerships, but we have a good relationship with their property. And
was it always a separate ownership, or was the one in New York an extension of the one in Paris initially?
I think it could, if you go back really back in the day, I think there was connections. I don't know if it was specifically owners, but there were relationships between the two, and between the way that, you know, corporate America operates, you know, things are sold, things are bought, and those change. But we keep a good relationship in the name and management. I have a lot of respect for their leadership, and I think equally they have for us. But they do have, I think, an extra probably somewhere around 70 years on us. They just finished a major renovation there. We're finishing up ours through next year, and the two properties are still very much in sync and still operate by the same high level of hospitality that many hotels have given up over the years, and we just keep reinvesting in them.
Well, the reason I mentioned it now, because I don't think we talked about it on the air the last time you and I spoke, and if you've just joined us, I'm talking with David Cohen, who's the general manager of the Plaza Athenee, and that's A-T-H-E-N-E-E, people. And if you go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, scroll down. We put the newest show at the top on the homepage, and we feature maybe the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows and who were the guests on the homepage. Otherwise, they're still archived if you click in the on-air quick links box and go down under each show and click on archived shows and go by date or information about who or what you're looking for. But I don't think we talked about it then. But the reason I'm thinking about it now is that I'm almost sorry that the Plaza Athenee in Paris wasn't one of the places that Woody Allen chose to shoot Midnight in Paris. If you haven't seen Midnight in Paris, people, you absolutely must see that film. First, it's genius. Second, the cinematography of Paris is incredible. So I'm looking forward to yet another New York City-based film, because he's done some fantastic films in New York City, and you get glimpses of buildings in a way you can't see them when you're walking by, because you can't even get photos of them when you're walking by, because if you don't have special lenses or you don't do aerial shots or go up on somebody's rooftop, you're not back far enough, and it's just impossible to really get those kinds of pictures.
Well, as I look outside, my office window, one of the things that, you recognize that they're shooting a movie, which is terrific, but then you watch the transformation of New York City from summer to fall. I look out and see that, Victoria Gardens, which is a created amusement park, sits on the grounds of Woolman Rink all summer long. And now that has been dismantled and comes apart, and now they start, putting the water down and then freezing the ice, and then it transforms into
the
Woolman Ice Skating Rink. And then you see the transformation that goes on in the Central Park Zoo as well. And you see all the colors. Everything just kind of blends, and it follows itself right back to our property. And then with a movie or a TV shoot going on, it just shows you how the seasons change. And when they're filming, how they create it. Because sometimes the films are done at certain times of the year, and they want them to be different times of the year. So sometimes I've watched people that are freezing to death outside wearing summer clothes when they're shooting it in the winter because they're trying to create a spring or summer scene. So we don't know what to expect in the next couple of days, but I'm sure it will be exciting, and it will just grab our guests and our neighborhood by the sides and excite them, and we'll look forward to adding that as another amenity or experience that people have while visiting the Plaza Athenee here in New York.
Wow, that's fantastic. Do you know the film Notting Hill with Hugh Grant and Julia
That
Roberts?
Was a favorite of mine personally.
One of the most beautiful montage segments ever is in that film where Hugh Grant, who plays Thacker, I forget his first name, but Thacker was his last name, the owner of the bookstore behind the blue door, which was actually owned by the guy who wrote the screenplay and made a fortune in real estate by making the building with the blue door and his apartment with the blue door, his house with the blue door, making it more valuable because it was in the film. But if you, in that, there's that one scene on Market Day in Notting Hill, where he walks along the street. Jose Feliciano's song is playing.
And goes through all four seasons.
And he goes through all four seasons in that one. It's just brilliant. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't leave me. Enjoying a chat with David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae. Make sure you stop in for a drink, a meal, or whatever. But, oh, if you can be a guest, now you're talking. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking with David Cohen, the general manager of the Plaza Athenae. You'll find a link to their website in the show notes at sabrams.com. So just look for David Cohen's interview and the show and click on that, and then you'll be able to click right through to their website. We talked a little while ago about the film Midnight in Paris, because there's a Plaza Athenae in Paris. And regrettably, when Woody Allen directed that film, which is marvelous, if you haven't seen it, people, you really must. I mean, that's a film that, you know, on a nice rainy day when I just feel like cuddling up with my Springer Spaniel and relaxing, that's the film I'm going to watch, along with about a dozen others that I love. But that one is just so special. And what I love about it most, there's a lot of rain in that movie. And people in Ireland are very sensitive about always being apologetic that it rains in Ireland. Well, the weather that arrives in Ireland continues eastward, sweeps across the entire UK, and ends up in France. And so it rains there too, but you'll never hear a Frenchman telling you, oh, we're so sorry, you know, we get a lot of rain. And if you don't, everything that's vegetation dies, so not a bad thing. But in that film, regrettably, they didn't choose the Plaza Athenae to base the scenery of the rooftop garden where they go to see the Eiffel Tower. And when I first saw it, it went by so quick that I didn't realize. I thought it might have been the Raphael on Rue de Kléber. It's right near the Arc de Triomphe, right? It's just, you walk half a block and you're at the on the Champs-Élysées. But they use the Hotel Maurice. And it looks, the rooftop garden almost looks identical. And certainly the view is pretty much identical. But we were talking also about how right now, in front of the Plaza Athenae in New York City, just a short walk from Central Park and from Serendipity 3, you'll also find right this moment, there are folks there that are working with Woody Allen filming his newest film. And they're making the weather conditions look different. You know, they're making it rain. They're making it look like fall and winter and whenever. And I mentioned that wonderful montage scene in the film Notting Hill, where Hugh Grant is walking along the market that they set up in the street in Notting Hill once a week. And while he's walking, he goes through every season of the year. And so in the commercial break, David Cohen said to me, how about we do a trivia question I'm going to ask you about that film. So I'm game for it, David.
Well, you're always throwing trivia questions at me, so I figured with Notting Hill being a favorite movie of mine, the fact is it was filmed in London. What hotel was featured in that movie with numerous scenes and allowing Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts to connect, and they connected in a particular hotel. What hotel was that in London?
Okay, well, I think the first one was the Ritz, and they were there a few times, but then at the end, when he's standing with all the other reporters pretending that he works for the magazine Horse and Hound, I think that was the Savoy.
You have them both nailed. Perfect. The Ritz and the Savoy. Absolutely.
I have to tell you, David, I've gone to see films that I really hated. I knew I was going to hate it. There was a film about some motorcycle gang in the Czech Republic. I mean, I don't know that you were supposed to think it was the Czech Republic, but that's where it was filmed. And, you know, my husband enjoyed all the action and the crazies and the street scene. I hated this movie. It was so violent and gory and noisy. But the background, I mean, I just tuned into the scenery of, they were all over Prague and, you know, just all kinds of places. It was fabulous.
Well, we get requests, you know, obviously all the time between, you know, Bar Sen and our bar and lounge and the intimacy of it for film shoots, as well as Arabelle, the main dining room. But recently we've been approached about our Valmont Spa because, you know, we have the only Swiss Valmont Spa in the United States, based here in the hotel on the second floor, which is just world-class and an incredible experience for people. But the other feel that you get through our hotel is that we're a hotel that also is pet-friendly, you know, obviously not elephants or zebras, but, you know, dogs and cats we deal with. We even have a bird menu, and that's for birds that are a little bit more quiet. We welcome them as well, and we've had enough of them, and regularly they come in. So not only family-friendly, but we're also pet-friendly. And I think that just, you know, adds to the neighborhood. So I guess the best story that can relate to pets is that we had about 2 weeks ago, we got a phone call, an emergency phone call from the head of the Central Park Zoo with the fact that they had one of their animals escaped. And they have obviously tracking devices, and they found out that they tracked the animal to our hotel. And
now there's an animal with good taste.
And he was on one of our terraces, up seven or eight stories high.
Was it a bird or was it a primate animal?
No, I was hoping it was a primate because I do love the snow monkeys over there, but I'm told they have the tendency potentially to tear your face off, so I was very happy to hear that it was one of their exotic birds, and he had flown over from the park, and he was at our place, and they surrounded him, and they coaxed him out with special mealworms, and they were able to bring him back and return him back to the zoo, but for about 2 hours, we were the center of entertainment for the Central Park Zoo, so we were very excited to help and participate. We did offer food from our kitchen that the bird might prefer, but the bird obviously had special taste. Mm. So our chef could not satisfy a bird, but we still satisfy all the rest of our guests. We feel pretty well.
So
it was just one of those New York experiences that only can happen in New York.
Do you have pictures of that?
Pictures of the bird?
Did somebody go out with their iPhone or their iPad or a camera and get some pictures of that bird?
I'm sure some of my people probably took them, but we were being very cautious because we were told he's a quite sensitive and private bird.
Uh-huh.
We didn't want to cause him any upsetness.
Yeah, I know.
And have him disappear and fly somewhere else. We were happy that he was able to be coaxed in, caught, and returned to his humble abode in the park in the zoo. But we didn't charge him. We gave him a complimentary stay.
Well, that's very good. That's very
which
kind
I think
of you.
Was quite nice of us.
With an upgrade to a suite.
We will offer special amenities when possible, but we're happy when they do visit.
Well, check around with your staff, and you have the information on how to upload photos to.
If somebody got a picture
gallery,
of him, I will have that sent over to you, I promise.
Well, no, what I want you to do is upload it to our member photos at travelers411.com and make sure that they keyword it and they you know, write a little text explanation that this was one of our visitors that came over, you know, that needed
a breakaway.
That
came and stayed, yes.
Needed a breakaway. I have another trivia question for you about Notting Hill.
Okay.
Do you remember the scene when Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant are sitting? Her character was Anna Scott.
Correct.
And his last name was Thacker. What was his first name in that film? I don't remember. It's escaped me. But anyway, they're sitting at a table for two in a restaurant eating Asian food.
Correct. And they were having sushi while another table was insulting her.
Exactly.
And then she went over and explained her thoughts on
the subject,
on the tuna and on their anatomy. His parts were quite short, yes.
Yes, and on their anatomy. What restaurant was that?
You know, I would just have to be taking a guess into the air. I don't know what restaurant it is. I wish I could say it. There's no way it was Le Tremble because that's a different city, and I wish it was because I love that place in Paris. But in London, I do not know which one that would have been referred to.
Well,
do you?
You're gonna. Oh, I absolutely do.
Can see to your brilliance. Go ahead.
When you wanna, thank you for that. When you wanna play Trivial Pursuit, you want me on your team. I have a brain filled with completely useless information. The restaurant was Nobu, and when you stay at the Plaza Athenae, get yourself in a taxi or take yourself a limo and show up at Nobu, New York. Now, Nobu and Nobu next door?
Well, you have Nobu on 57th Street, so it should be noted that if you are staying at our hotel, within a 10-block radius, we have our own limousine fleet, and we will take any guest complimentary to anything within 10 blocks. And the Nobu on 57th Street is within those parameters, so we could take you to Nobu, and we know it well. It's a great restaurant here in New York City, and very exciting.
Yes, and Drew Neeporant and his brother Tracy, who has been a guest many times. You know, Tracy's been he's been the chairman of New York Restaurant Week for about forever. I mean, I bet it's more than a decade now. And so we often have him on to talk about New York Restaurant Week and what's cooking. I guess the next New York Restaurant Week is coming up probably in February, because they usually do it in August.
Yes.
Or July, yes. August, and then again.
And then they'll do another in January.
Oh, January.
Well,
January, February.
Drew and Tracy, I know going back 30 years personally, so
we go back
a long way. But I tell you, right in our neighborhood.
I have to take a break, so you have to hold that thought.
Go right ahead.
We're going to start with the words right in our neighborhood when we come back. Talking with David Cohen, general manager of the Plaza Athenae. Now you got a whole story, people. Snacks and goodies at Serendipity 3. Go to Nobu for dinner. Stay at the Plaza Athenae. You want an uplifting experience? This is it. New York City's got it all. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of the company I'm sharing with you. David Cohen, General Manager of the Plaza Athenae Hotel in New York City. What's the actual physical address there, David?
It's 37 East 64th Street.
God, what a neighborhood.
We're right between Madison and Park Avenue.
Yeah, you're right between boutique land. What shopping?
Yes.
My goodness. Yes, indeed.
Shopping.
Oh, my God. Well, it really puts you in the heart of everything. If you want to go to museums, you want to go shopping, you want to go to theater, nothing is that far away. And so you said you had some other, you wanted to play Stump the Woman.
I was going to throw you one trivia question that was New York and New York only, and only because it affects my neighborhood at times. What is the longest bridge in New York City? And your listeners, I'm sure, could use this over and over again.
I want to say the Verrazano.
No.
The longest bridge in New York City. Hold on. Let me ask my producer. He's brilliant at all things. What do you think? The longest bridge in New York City.
You're giving him time to Google.
No, I'm not. He's not, actually. no, he's not. Well, maybe the Triborough, because it's really made of parts that go in all in three different, you know, tying up three boroughs.
Nope. I will give you the answer. So
well, let me try again until I just, you know.
Okay, I'll give you a third shot. That's
right,
two. You get one more.
All right. So it's not the Kosciuszko, which people used to call the Kosciuszko.
Correct.
Okay, it's not the Williamsburg Bridge. That's not that long. Can't be the 59th Street. Are you counting it as a top and bottom? Because maybe the 59th Street bridge has two levels.
Nope, I'm just talking about distance from point A to point B.
All right, well, then I'm going with the Throgs Neck.
Okay, incorrect. And the correct answer is Park Avenue.
Now, what kind of trick question is that? Now,
Park Avenue is actually a bridge. And it goes from Grand Central Station all the way up to 125th Street.
How is that a bridge, exactly?
Because all of the railroad tracks run underneath, and there is no basements in any buildings off of the Park Avenue area because it's an elevated bridge.
Everybody who's listening in New York.
And if they think I'm wrong, it's a factual, trivial statement that New Yorkers know.
I'm sure it is. And I don't live on a lake. I live on a great pond. But try to tell that to the other people who live on the lake. Actually, there are no lakes in Massachusetts. How about that? Did you know that?
The only reason I understand it is because Park Avenue is right next to our hotel. And we hear it from various people all the time.
But you know what that reminds me of? Now that I know you're a film buff. How well do you know the film My Cousin Vinny with Marissa Tomei and Pesci? What's his first name?
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
A deer? Does the deer want to be shot? Just know.
A poor little deer.
I know that film as well.
When he got up in the morning, did he care what the SOB who was going to shoot him was wearing?
I joked with Joe Pesci several months back when he was visiting Barsen here, and we talked about that film for a few moments because it was just a funny film.
Yeah, but why did I bring it up? There was a reason.
You had a trivial question connected to it, I'm sure.
But it had something to do with the... What? I can't remember what the... Now that you got me off on the deer, I completely lost it. If I get it back, I'll let you know. Otherwise,
I'll put it in the blog, people.
But
all of the people that you seem to mention, you know, at one point or another, seem to pass through our hotel, and I think that's what creates the memory and the guest experience for anybody staying here, is that you just never know who you're going to run into.
Can I tell you something? If you met nobody coming into your hotel,
you would still be overwhelmed with the incredible service that we provide, and that's
what
most
a memorable experience. You know what? I went to your website this past week because my travel fairy godmother, Stephanie Abrams' mission, got in the way of making sure that somebody I know and love was going to celebrate an anniversary in a special place. And this person came to me. We're going to have him on the air. He came to me to ask for advice on where to take his beloved for this benchmarking anniversary. And he had some ideas. And I said, no, that's not going to be it. And so I wanted to make sure before I got him hyped up about staying at the Plaza Athenae that you had space. Because there's no point in getting excited if you're sold out. And I went to your site happily. There was space. We were able to put it all together. This is wonderful. And we'll probably have him on next week to talk about his experience at the Plaza Athenae. But when I got to your website, it was like taking a vacation. That homepage that came up took my breath away. And I have to tell you, this doesn't happen often. And partly because most people in travel are much too influenced by their tech team, who's very technologically oriented and has forgotten that travel is an image industry filled with dreams and sizzle, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure. And they get right into the workings of, let's grab that reservation before you change your mind about this place. How about you reveal what this place is so people don't want to change their mind about it? And I got to the Plaza Athenae site, and there is this gorgeous marble floors, marble everything, and these magnificent purple flowers. And you just look at it and you want to walk into the picture, let alone walk into the lobby. So, you know, while it's lovely to be in the presence of celebrity and greatness, it's so nice to get lost in a place.
I was involved in that website and enjoyed it, but you know, the credit goes to the head of our sales and marketing team and our director, because he really was the vision for it, and we wanted people to see a website that when they got to the hotel, it was honest. And I think that's what we provide in that website.
Well, it's good that
honesty.
You had a marketing person in there and not just somebody that was, you know, let's just get right into, you know, here's what's available and this is what it's going to cost you. Because first, you really have to present what it is you're getting. You know, it's not about what it's costing you. It's about what is the value of what you're getting for that money. And that's the difference between people who will go out and buy anything to take care of the you know, their acre of lawn, or somebody that wants only John Deere. You know, people are willing to buy, you know, Fry boots because they know the value of them, even though it's an expensive story. And so there's, you know, there's that whole intrinsic value of, you know, you're gonna, you know, why just, you know, buy something when you can invest in a memory you will never forget. So, and when you stay in a place, you know, how many times you talk to somebody and you say, they say, oh, we went to this place and that place last year. Where'd you stay? I don't remember. Now, there's a mistake there. I want to thank you so much for spending this hour. Remember, people, annual Thanksgiving, wonderful things going on at the Plaza Athenae. And we've got more to come, so stay with us, everybody. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.